When We Pray by Dena Kilgore. My heart gets tired sometimes, discouraged. Sometimes I just feel like I continue to pray for something and it's just not happening. It's not that I don't believe that God will come through or that God won't provide. It's not that at all. I know His promises are true, and I know He wants to give me His best. I even know His best is coming, and I don't doubt that for a second. I just think I get impatient as I wait, which makes me question sometimes if what I'm praying for is maybe the wrong thing. We are told to be specific when we pray. Oh man, have I ever been specific? Maybe God laughs at me sometimes with how specific I sometimes can be, but at times I find it difficult to discern if what I'm praying for is actually in God's will. I can look at a situation and go through the checklist in my mind of how I'm praying and if it's actually something that God would bless. I do know that. I know I can't just flippantly pray for an outcome for something that is deceiving or against God's principles or promises. Ephesians 6:18 says, "Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere." So how do I know if it's in His will? That's a good question. And the answer is, I don't know. Not until God reveals it to me. And since I believe this is given out on a need-to-know basis only, it's usually a while before I'm in the know. And that's if I'm ever in the know this side of heaven. Only God knows His will, and sometimes He answers prayers completely different than I pray. And then on the other side of that answer, I realize that His way was so much better than mine. To be completely honest, there have been times in my life where I have been uncertain about prayer, wondering if praying is really helpful because I can reason that God knows what He plans on doing anyway. But I do know the answer to this one. We should definitely keep praying. We should definitely strengthen our relationship with God by talking to Him and building our relationship with Him. Even if there's times we don't want to pray, we should still do it. We don't know how close we are to the victory of God answering our prayer if we give up faith in Him coming through for us. I know it's not easy. Trust me. I go through it myself fairly regularly, but I get on my knees daily and continue to praise God, as well as ask Him for requests for my life, as well as requests for our church, and requests for friends and family. Philippians 4:6 reads, "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done." Has God ever answered my prayers? Absolutely He has. It's pretty amazing too when something I've been praying for so long finally gets answered and the outcome is how I prayed or even better. It's humbling, touching, and amazing all at the same time. Just thinking about it makes my heart smile. But there are also times when He doesn't answer my prayers. Or at least I get a, not yet. That can be hard to take sometimes, and if I'm not careful, it can lead to discouragement. Don't get me wrong. Discouragement is part of life. I'm human after all. I know I don't always have the answers, and I don't always know what the next step is supposed to be. I just know that I must continue, as hard as it may be sometimes, praying and asking God for my desires, because that's what the Bible teaches us. Praising Him for everything He has done for me thus far, and knowing beyond doubt that He hasn't forgotten me. I know He's working behind the scenes and working everything out as only He can. His timing is impeccable, and I've not had Him fail me once when it comes to timing. His timing is perfect. I just have to remember to not think too far ahead. If I truly trust in Him, that includes His timing. So I really don't have to worry about what's ahead because He has it covered. I need to just stay focused on the second in front of me that God has provided. I must take that second and move forward, one second at a time. And note to self, while the seconds are passing, I must remember to pray. His will always prevails, and His will is always so much better.